All right, Susan, so do you have your script ready?
I do.
Okay, whenever you're ready to go.
Okay. I'm calling the St. Patolph Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 5:19 p.m. On February 16th, 2022. Commissioners present are Françoise Elys, Barbara Wennerholm, Doug Miller, and Susan Trowbridge. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16th, 2021 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until April of 2022. We're conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Patolph Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Great. Thanks so much, Susan. So our first design review application is our friend Lily. Lily, just go ahead and talk about some of the changes. I have your presentation here on the screen.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. Hello again. So we took your feedback to heart and went back to our designer and asked to make some of the revisions. I think one of the comments were that it was the resolution was too bright and might cut like the visualization might be too jarring for the neighborhood. So we proposed like a perforated version, so a duller desaturated version, as well as added some like logos and contact information for folks. We elected to keep a lot of the coral and people and muted the background a little bit, the background noise. So this is the new mock-up of the signage decal that we're proposing with the committee, the commission.
By desaturated, do you mean so basically there's like little holes in it in real life?
Well, so desaturated means we took it from 100% resolution to about 40% resolution. So if you notice that the colors are duller and more like muted than it was originally when it was like bright purple, when it was like bright red, especially when you go to our concert master, a photo of her in her signature red coat.
Lily, is there a reason that you chose not to go grayscale, which is sort of what the direction we were headed in last time?
So the grayscale, we looked at the grayscale and it did not look representative of like what we were hoping to achieve. Because in black and white, it didn't have that robust feeling. It didn't invoke that passion. Nick has seen the black and white version, the grayscale too, and it just didn't communicate like this is who H&H is. This isn't like the relevance, the transformative experience that we hope to convey in the neighborhood.
So Nick, what were your thoughts on the grayscale?
Yeah, so, as Lily said, that we worked together on this to try to come out with a resolution. Again, as I mentioned in my staff comments, we could go, I could go either way. Lily did take my advice in terms of desaturating the back of it, the background of the image. And as Lily mentioned, she did say that it wouldn't kind of convey what the group does. So I could go either way, gray or color. We didn't get any public comment on this right through the email or anything. So I'll defer to the commission's decision. But either way would be fine in my professional opinion.
I would have loved to have seen the grayscale.
Me too.
Lily, did you send me one at any period in comic? Okay, let me bring it up here. Hang on. Let's see here.
If you can pull it up, I mean, because if we can all agree that the grayscale looks poor, that helps the decision.
All right, Lily, I'm looking for that email. Give me one second here.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find that myself, too.
And let's see.
I sent it January 18th.
January 18th. That's perfect. Aha. I'm just going to bring that up. Yes, here it is. All right. Can you folks see this?
Yep.
Okay. So here's the grayscale here. These two images here. So the only difference. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's such a stark contrast with the architecture coloring, and it doesn't convey, in our opinion, the passion, the vibrance, and the transformativeness of these performers.
I like it.
I
understand what you're saying, Lily. I understand 100% of what you're saying.
Nick, can you go back to the colors? Is there any way to juxtapose them?
Oh, they're all in the same ones, yeah.
Yeah, give me one second. I can do that for you.
I mean, if you can't, that's nope. Fine.
How about that? All right.
Look at you, Nick. Wow.
You know, and I'm writing to Richard right now at the same time. So
where is he?
Because he's having trouble getting in. So
in the world of Zoom,
would you mind scrolling to the same image? Like just scroll the right side to the left side.
Something like that. Yeah, that's right.
I think there's one more, maybe one more down.
Let's see. That third. Okay. I see.
Thank you.
There we go. There we go.
There you go.
I think the grayscale fits into the historic district better.
You know, I like
totally what Lily is saying.
I actually like the color better. Okay. I feel like the grayscale, now that they're next to each other, the grayscale feels dated to me.
Yeah.
It could be from any era, and the color is definitely more vibrant. And I get your point that it conveys more emotion than just the black and white.
Yes.
And I wonder if the color is diluted to 50% now, could it be diluted even more?
There is another version on the right-hand side, I think. If you scroll down, Nick, keep going. Oh,
this is as far as it goes.
Oh, sorry, I lied. That is the left-hand side.
Oh, okay.
If you keep going, so that's the perforated. You see how it's duller? So that's the resolution, about 30%. If you compare it, see?
Yeah.
I don't really like the perforated version.
Yeah, and Doug, this is a rendering of the perforated version. I don't think it's going to look exactly like this. I think it'll be a little more consistent, but I think it won't look so, you know, it won't look like Braille But I think if this is kind of an artist rendition, it'll look a little more subtle than this once it's actually applied, if that's an option for you guys.
So the one on the right is the 50% and on the left is 30. Is that
well, the one on the right is about 50%.
Lily, what was behind these windows again? Are these office spaces?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. They're office spaces. They're currently kind of frosted and foggy right now in that lower portion where we are proposing to put the decals. So you couldn't see in anyways. This will just overlay that. So we wouldn't be touching any of the existing frames or panes. We would just be adding a decal over it. It's hard, isn't it? It was hard for us to pick it too.
Can you do 40%?
Well, I think the one on the right would be pretty 30%. So you're saying between the two of them would be fine?
Can be a nice compromise, yeah.
Sorry, the one on the left. I mean, I don't know why I've inverted them, but.
The one on the right, the first one we saw is 50% saturation, and then the perforated one is like 30% saturation.
Yes.
If you did something in the middle, it wouldn't need to be perforated. Is that right?
Right.
I personally think that it'd be setting a precedent where other businesses in the district will say, I would like my windows like theirs. And I understand what you're talking about, vibrancy. But I would go with the grayscale.
I think in our last hearing, Lee had mentioned that, you know, he really liked the colors there, that the neighborhood could use a splash of color. I can understand that other business, that this may set a precedent and other businesses may come to you and propose the same thing. But wouldn't it be great to revitalize some of the coloring of the neighborhood too, right? Like we're inviting younger folks, we're inviting folks of color, we're inviting lots of basically our patrons and our audience to come to the neighborhood, move through it more.
How long have you been there?
We've been here for going on 7 years. We've also are planning on being there for another 5 to 6 years.
Okay. I think that a grayscale might not be exactly what your image you want to portray, but I think it's a compromise, even in terms of the imaging that we're seeing here in the district. And I think that that's where I would go with grayscale.
I think I would also, and particularly because we would be setting a precedent. And I could imagine that some business on St. Botolph Street, which would be even more in the heart of the historic district, might want something similar, and we probably wouldn't want that. Well, so I think I would push for grayscale also.
Well, I think as a
grayscale image again to the change the right side image, if you may, to the grayscale.
The left side, the left. I don't know why we keep confusing the two, but yes, it's the left side.
The left side only has.
Yeah. The grayscale. I think I'm less concerned with setting a precedent because there really aren't many businesses in the district. And because this is on a side street, if there was a business like the, you know, Mass Lock or something that wanted to put signs in their window, this isn't on St. Botolph Street. This is sort of off St. Botolph Street a little bit. So I'm less concerned with it setting a precedent for businesses.
So I could chime in here in terms of precedent. So we actually just had this situation in Beacon Hill. And so we always tell all of our constituents that we review every case, every application on a case-by-case basis. And just because something's approved in one location does not necessarily mean it'll be approved in another location, because things that we take into consideration are the architecture of a building. And we all know that St. Botolph has a large mixture of different styles of architecture. We take into consideration the positioning on the street, and a number of different elements. So if we were to approve this, we don't necessarily have to approve another business. But so just to kind of shed some light on that. And we actually just reviewed a court case in Back Bay where this was brought to the Massachusetts Superior Court, who agreed with us in terms of precedent. So after the hearing, anyone's interested in reading that law case, I can certainly forward it to you, but just for some context there. So I'll turn it back to the commissioners.
Well, I think that the images themselves are, bold, and they're great. But I think in grayscale, they will still be bold and present themselves. And we're not going, well, I would approve of the purple logo, the half moon. I would go with that. But I would vote for the grayscale.
It's the other reason I think I prefer the grayscale is that having the logo in purple and having that be the only thing that's in color really makes it stand out. And that seems to me to be one of the most important things, is to identify who's there.
Mm-hmm.
Should we see if there's any public comment? And see, maybe get the public.
Really, what is your, just from like a marketing stance, what is your stance on the color versus grayscale again?
So the color really conveys more passion, more vibrance. I don't mean vibrancy from a color perspective, but like you can see emotions and it's not dated like the grayscale would be. We muted it from 100%, which I agree with you, 100% is a bit jarring for the neighborhood, but I think 40 or 50% would be appropriate. I like that you like the half moon logo branding that we have. It's just such a stark difference in the grayscale between like the color of the purple with the grayness of the pictures.
Yeah, it is. And I think the colored photos are a very stark difference in terms of the character of the neighborhood. And I don't know if revitalization is the right word that you want to use for that street, because it's a very classy street anyways.
H&H is a very classy organization for 200 plus years.
I was just going to add that little tidbit there too.
I said it's a classy street and it's a classy organization.
To be more transparent with my question, I'm thinking from like a business point of view and trying to create, an image for the company, so people know where you are, right? And I feel like both of these accomplish that.
Right.
The purple half moon is attention grabbing in itself, because it's an unfamiliar color with the neighborhood.
Mm.
And I think that whether or not the images are grayscale or color, they will draw attention. And I, just looking at them right now myself, I feel like they both convey emotion.
Mm.
So if it were, I feel like it's a very difficult decision, to be honest with you. I'm like on the fence both sides. Because part of me likes the color, but at the same time, I also feel like the gray is a nice little transition from the purple to the rest of the neighborhood. And I think that enough message comes through, at least from my point of view.
Yeah. See, I'm obviously the outlier here. I feel like the grayscale is actually more jarring to look at aesthetically because of some of the flesh tones in the color. It actually is more contiguous with the eye, with the brick. So when you're looking at it, it seems to flow better to me. In the black and white, the grayscale seems just more jarring. I find the color more aesthetically pleasing than the grayscale.
Now that you bring it up, I see those transitions.
Yeah, to Doug's point too, I want to acknowledge that we want to have folks know where we are, but we also want folks to, like, we want our brand to convey that same message, right? It's not just, oh, here's where we are, we're H&H, and these are the folks that sing with us. It is, look at the expression, look at the relevance, because the grayscale seems or could be viewed as dated because we don't know what era that's coming from. Whereas on the more desaturated side, we know it's today. We know it is of the future with the kids.
Well, but the music is from the past. It's not from the future. So I don't see.
Our mission is to make Baroque and classical music relevant to today. I mean, if you see how H&H performs our concerts, it's with passion. It's not, yes, we do historically informed performances, but we don't play it with, we play it with today's passion for the music. And that's where relevance comes from my perspective, when I see it.
Yeah, I understand that. And I go to these concerts and I just love them. But, you know, part of the charm is that the music is from the past. And
time tested, Francois, right? Yeah. So it sounds like we're at a little bit of an impasse here, and I'm wondering if now would be a great time to take some public comment, if there are any, to see if maybe that could sway anybody in another direction. So, Susan, do you want to just read that little blurb about public comment? Yeah.
Do we have people lined up?
There are people that are not here to speak on an application, so maybe they're here to speak on behalf of this project, I guess. Okay.
Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Great. And I'm disappointed to say that there are no public
comments. There's no one.
So we can go ahead and close the public comment portion of this application.
Okay, so we are at an impasse.
I don't know if we are at an impasse.
We could be.
Should we ask for a motion and see how it does?
Yeah, and I'll tell you in terms of the component, whether you're a member or an alternate, because it's split down the middle, everyone's vote will count now.
And there's four of us.
Correct. Yes.
I would make a motion that we not accept the colored scale as presented. The new colored scale as presented, which could give the opportunity for H&H to go back and look at it again instead of voting it down.
So you're saying continue the application for additional research?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. Want to do a roll call? So Commissioner Elise?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Trowbridge?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Miller?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Winterholm?
Opposed.
Okay. So the motion does not pass. Does not pass. Sorry.
I'm sorry. So I'm looking at the color grade, specifically in the cheeks and arms, and I'm seeing a connection to the brick colors. I'm also influenced by the lack of public comment for neighbors across the street that might be viewing this more than the other anyone else in the neighborhood. And so I'm kind of flip-flopping in my approval. I also am conscious to the process of adjusting it a little bit more. And I don't believe that adjusting the tint here by 10% is going to create a dramatic difference in what we end up looking at.
Okay, gotcha. So is there a new motion?
Wait, can I ask, do you mean won't create a difference in that to lower it would be acceptable, or that you wouldn't even see that anything had happened?
I'm not sure a majority of people would notice a difference.
I would make a motion that we not accept approve of the colored.
So you would prefer the grayscale?
I do.
Okay. All right. Is there a second to that motion? There's no second. Your motion does not pass. All right. Do we have another motion? Doug, you want to give it a try?
I motion to approve.
As submitted?
As submitted.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Okay. Barbara Winterholm has seconded it. I'll do a roll call. Commissioner Elise?
No.
Commissioner Trowbridge?
No.
So how about let's
have a motion to reduce the color a little bit more. See how that does.
Okay.
The first motion was to send it back for continuance to have them do that. And so that's what my first motion was about, because I would like to see whatever it is first. Mm-hmm.
We have this desaturation here, which Lily, what was the desaturation here?
30%.
So there is this.
What you're looking for is something between the perforated version and the desaturated. So between the left and the right imaging.
Is that correct, commissioners?
Yes.
Okay.
What's distracting me from the left imaging is the textural pattern on top to reflect potentially the holes.
So we could do the 30% without the perforation?
Right. We can bring the desaturation down to this level and not have it perforated. So if you approve the left, yes, the left image saturation,
yeah,
without the perforation,
yep,
I think that would be a motion too.
Okay. I also have another recommendation from the staff level. We could do the full saturation for the logo and the 30% saturation for the image of the performers. And that might make the logo pop a little more, which is ultimately what we want to point the viewer's eye to, because it'll direct them to the website to provide the services of the group.
Right. So basically a combination of the two.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, Mr. Compromise over here, right? That's what I'm paid to do.
But now, Francois, your whole thing is that you want to actually see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Yes. I think that would be a good compromise.
Yeah, 30%, but not perforated, and the full-strength logo.
Yeah, I think we can kind of extrapolate, right? I mean, you have the full strength logo on the right and the 30% on the left. I think, I mean, you can kind of meld the images together.
I agree, Barb.
Yep.
Me too.
I would approve 30%.
So what if, okay. I'll make a motion that we approve 30% saturation and the logo can remain at the 50%.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all right, let's try this one more time. Commissioner Elise?
No.
Okay, Commissioner Trowbridge?
Yes.
Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Winterholm?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes. Cool, so we are good. That was fun.
That was more drama.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Some drama on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I told my wife this might be a quick one, but oof.
All right, Lily. So you're all set. I'll get your approval letter first thing in the morning.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we thank you for your patience, and we'll look forward to seeing the final product. Okay.
Thank you. I'll send a rendering for that too.
And back and forth. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I really appreciate the process. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks.
Okay.
So we're going to move on to the next agenda item, which is the public hearing minutes for January 19th. I apologize for the delay, but it was a 7-minute meeting, so.
Okay. Does someone want to move that we accept them? Did everyone get a chance to read them?
I actually haven't. I apologize.
So,
I'll move.
Someone second?
I second.
In favor?
Aye.
Great. Okay. Staff updates, Nick?
Yeah, so no staff updates. Well, I do actually have one update. One, we're back at City Hall finally, obviously. And the other is that, so we were talking to the boards and commissions for City Hall, and we're currently working for a strategy to do hybrid meetings. And what that means is that the emergency order will likely expire in June, but what we are thinking as a community is that it would be hybrid. Now, what does that mean? That means that the public is welcome to attend either in person or online, and the commissioners can the chair must be present, and the other commissioners can operate online, and you can kind of alternate in terms of what you'll be able to do, whether you come into City Hall or you operate through Zoom. There's nothing finalized yet. The mayor has not announced anything, nor has the governor. So we'll get you details as soon as we can, but just know that we are working diligently to get something resolved. But in classic Massachusetts fashion, it'll be at the 11th hour. So that's all I have.
So let me ask you logistically, mm-hmm. if you've had a hybrid where some commissioners were there with you and others were online, how would that work with Zoom? Would we still see pictures of every individual? I mean,
Susan, you're way ahead of us. So yes.
Okay.
So the commissioners would have to be visible. So we would have to see every.
But we'd all huddle around you.
No. Okay. So we'll have a monitor with everyone that's participating virtually, and then another monitor for the presentations. But again, there's no decision that has been made.
Okay.
These are just some of the conversations that are being had. But we're really pushing for a hybrid model because public participation is up in all of the commissions. So we're hoping to do that, but we'll keep you posted as soon as we hear something.
Okay.
Cool. So also just it was really good that you guys disagreed. That's okay. That's what a commission's for. And so don't be afraid to do that again in the future. I think good debate the result of good debate is a great project. So it's okay that you're all not in agreement. So keep doing that, please. Yeah, that's great. So that's
it. I'm sure you really wish for that, Nick.
Listen, I need you to attend a Beacon Hill hearing and we'll talk about disagreements. Okay.
I've been third party to a couple of them. And
okay. Yeah. So
very rational people over here.
Yeah. Yeah. So
subject to recording that's going to be held against me in the future. Or...
So, cool. So that's it, everybody.
And the 8 and 8 is not going to sell me tickets anymore.
Oh, no. That okay, was a joke for anyone.
I hope
that's
we're doing a good thing for their business. You know, yeah. I personally, I think that, you know, it's not a design I love, but I think it's a design that's acceptable. And, you know, if the neighbors had opposed, I think I would have had much more opposition to it.
Yeah. That seems fair and balanced.
You know, lesson to them. If you don't want it,
show up. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Does someone want to move? We adjourn.
I motion we adjourn.
Someone second?
Second.
Okay. In favor? Aye. Everyone.
Aye. All right.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Next month.
All right. Talk to you soon, everybody. Bye bye.